Well, Phil, you needed a win. You got it. It probably wasn't the prettiest thing in the world. There are a lot of things to talk about, good and bad, in that game, aren't there?
There's a lot of good things to talk about, and there's a lot of things that we were very sloppy. But you look at the game itself, it was just uncharacteristic. A lot of guys were just off their game a little bit, and we didn't look clean. Our execution wasn't very good, but at the same time, you know, we're down 5-4 in the third period in somebody else's building, and we find a way to tie it up and win it in overtime. So, you know, we got to recognize some things that we need to buckle down, but I give our guys a lot of credit for battling through that and finding a way to win.
To build on that then, does that say something about your team? Because you said a lot of guys weren't on their game, and we're still talking about winning the hockey game.
Yeah, I mean, we got a very resilient group. I mean, we've shown it in the past, especially being down on the road in a tough building to play in. Guys, you know, our third period was our best period. Obviously, we kept coming there. We had some terrific looks, and we finally got one by them. And then, you know, in overtime, we worked on it the other day. It wasn't the way we planned it to get it, but it worked out well for us.
That's what Ristram Linen said. He goes, I made a bad play, and then all of a sudden I get the puck and get to go down the other end.
Well, it's one of those things. You get squeezed off there, and we didn't support him very well. And then we got a guy in between because he's coming down to help out. And, you know, obviously that has happened to us so many times, so it's good to see it go our way.
You mentioned to the guys that obviously the goals will be focused on. Fans love it. Coaches watch a lot of video because of it. But the fact that you killed off 2 5-on-3 situations on the road has to be, I'm not going to say a building block, but something that is an extreme positive coming out of this. You don't want to be down 5-on-3, but...
No, I mean, those are the plus and minuses of the game. Our penalty kill did an excellent job. Like you said, the 5-on-3 guys, you know, laying their bodies out in front of shots, and a lot of key blocks in the penalty kill. And the power play, we just, you know, we got to sharpen it up a little bit. We had an opportunity there to start the third, and, you know, we give up a chance right away to Carter when he just steps in. So, but, you know, all that said, the guys, you know, hung in there, you know. But I give a lot of credit to our penalty count.
You put Carter into the game in the third period. Did you feel Linus was just having a rough night?
I don't know if it was so much Linus having a rough night. It's just more of a change in the momentum of the game, try to give the guys a lift. And so, you know, it was one of those things you do when you feel your team is maybe in a bad spot and are just trying to look for some life.
Is it a huge difference? I'm thinking last year, if you gave up 3 goals like a minute or less after you scored 3 goals, you probably just get deflated. This team didn't get deflated, and happened 3 different times in that game. What were you saying to them when it just kept happening 3 times in a row?
Well, I mean, it's just one of those things. You know, you think that next shift coming out's got to, you know, buckle down, and, you know, it's just one of those things. You miss assignments, you miss coverage, and those things we'll look at, and those are some of the areas we need to improve on, especially after scoring a goal.
Jack said that was a set play on the tying goal. How do you like that he's able to make that call on that?
A huge goal at that time in the game, and, you know, he's tried it before, but this time it was executed at the highest point, and Skinner had a wide open net, so give credit to Jack. I thought his third period was his best period of the game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.